joining us to talk about the markets and what's going on. We've been following Cyprus. That's a ways off from here, but some announcements and news today concerning the nation as far as the economy goes, some employment, and some other news. John Taylor has it for us. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on today. I think one of the things I'm grateful for this morning is that I'm neither an employee or a depositor of a bank in Cyprus. And those banks are reopened this morning. Of course, they're 7 hours ahead of us in terms of time. So they opened mid-morning, and it's my understanding that the guards are keeping order there. I'm sure we'll see some B-roll on TV about that all day long. There is going to be a limit, a daily limit that's going to be imposed. If you're a depositor in a Cyprus bank, you'll only be able to withdraw a maximum of 300 euro per day. That's about $383 U.S. dollars based upon the current exchange rates. They're going to be open until about 6 o'clock local time, and we will see how orderly that is. And there's also some restrictions that have been imposed that money cannot be transferred out of the country from those banks in Cyprus. And so if you're one of those rich Russians or other foreigners, it's going to take a 30 to 40% haircut on your deposits. You're not going to get around that by transferring the money out of the country. Yesterday, our markets failed to set another new record and failed the Dow. In fact, the Dow was down 33 points. Of course, the markets are closed tomorrow in honor of Good Friday. And in fact, the bond markets are only open a half a day today and closed all day tomorrow, so it may be a day of fairly low volume. We just got some economic data from the government. This is Thursday morning, of course, so every Thursday we talk about first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Came in at 357,000 people filed for unemployment for the first time last week. That's a tick up of 16,000 from the previous week, still a pretty good number. And we also got the final number on GDP, gross domestic product, for the fourth quarter, and it came in at 0.4%. The annualized rate for all of last year, our economy grew at 1.8%. Kind of anemic, but it's a positive number, and we'll take it for that. The battle continues over who's going to control Dell Computer. We've been talking about this for several weeks. Of course, Mr. Dell, who founded that company a couple decades ago with $1,000 in his room in college, who's still the largest stockholder, the CEO, still runs the company on a daily basis, trying to take it private along with his advisors for $13.65 a share. Two competing bids, one of those from Blackstone Group, they're offering $14.25 a share. And to sweeten the pot, they say they're open to keeping Mr. Dell, the founder and the current CEO, as the CEO of the company. That might entice him to vote his shares. He's still the largest shareholder. No news about how Carl Icahn's group is going to respond to that. They've offered $15 a share, but only for 58% of the company. Maybe this saga will play out over the next several weeks. And one thing we do know is this, $13.65 a share, which is what Dell and his advisors offered, is not going to get the deal done.
Yeah, you may not get it back.
That's true.
All right, John, thank you. And have a safe and happy Easter.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
John Taylor, celebrating Easter this weekend. They'll not have a report tomorrow because the markets are closed. We certainly appreciate him being with us each weekday for the updates. And again, if you'd like to talk with him or ask him a question, very easy to do. Call 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.